It is not about you. It's not about how pretty you are, how you're dressed, how old you are. It is about the power that the criminal feels when they steal from you.
Every raindrop reflecting on the water as the sun shuts her eyes. Don't know why you'll uncover. Watch the tide rolling with the moonlight. Everything is silent on this Louisiana night.
Extremely interesting topic today. We're discussing how to empower, how to equip with self-defense. And here with us is Damsel Ninja Nancy. And we actually met Nancy at a true crime conference this weekend, and it was great. And in between the chatters of lovely people connecting, there was the sound of tasers and lots of rumbling about great products in self-defense. So welcome, Nancy Abercrombie. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor for me to come and get to talk to you guys and all of your listeners. I really appreciate it.
I feel like there's a personal story here. How did you get started in this?
Well, thank you for asking. There is a personal story there. I've been a safety educator for 9 years, and probably about, I would say 14 years ago, one of my best friends, her daughter, who was 13 at the time, misrepresented herself online that she was older and went on a quote unquote date with a 26-year-old. Several red flags here. I didn't even know you could date online at the time. You know, that's how I've been married forever. So, you know, I didn't even know that. But he picked her up at the 7-Eleven. Big red flag. But what happened was he actually took her home to his apartment and drugged and raped her for the weekend.
Oh, gosh.
And at 13, you know, I didn't even know what sex was at 13. I'll be honest, you guys. I lived on a farm, but I never put it together, you know? So my heart was broken. We didn't know what we were going to do for her. She was so important. It changed her in such the core being of who she was. And it changed me, even though it didn't happen to me. It happened to someone I love. So I'm on that outer edge of that, not being a family member, but being someone who that happened to, a friend of mine. And now I'm feeling the pain of not only herself, but her daughter. And at the time, I didn't even know things like that happened. I kind of heard of them, but I was naive. And realistically, I was dumb, you know, to the workings of the world. And it was a part of the world I didn't know anything about. And I don't know that I really want to know about it now, but I do. So I am happy to say that now she is married and has the most beautiful little girl you've ever seen in your entire life. She's doing extremely well. And that family actually said that's one of the best things that could have happened to them looking back. Because now their family dynamic has changed and improved. They're very tight knit. There's nothing they don't talk about. They're very honest and open about all their feelings and how things affect them. And although it was a horrible situation and no one ever wants to be in it, they have turned it into something good for their family. So I think that's a testament of their resilience and their commitment to each other.
Wow. Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, I'm reminded of the days of like Napster when we had like a Windows 95 computer and my parents didn't understand the thing. And I was 13 and the world was my oyster. I remember like lying in the chat rooms about being older, you know, when they were probably looking for 13-year-old children.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Exactly. And they knew you weren't whatever age you said you were.
Totally, yes. Yeah, it was a world that we weren't prepared for. The world wasn't prepared for how internet was changing things, I think. I always do this thing with the podcast, like how we stumbled upon this. And Scarlett did the perfect intro. What lured me over was I have a teenage niece who just got a driver's license. And so she's going to have all this time without adults for the first time in her life. And I teach college classes, and I was just teaching my students about routine activities theory and how really important to stay away from victim blame. We don't blame the victim for what happened because when we focus on victims, we're not focusing on the problem, which is a motivated offender. However, we all have to decide how we're going to live our lives and how much we have to balance that risk and our personal freedoms and that fear that comes with it. Because the world is telling you bad things are going to happen. You hear about bad things happen, but you also have the right to be an adult who goes out in the world and experiences things, right? We can't.
Amen, sister.
And I think we have a nice little opportunity here with the work that you do to help some of us feel a little safer out there in the world. You know, there's a balance we have to strike.
Absolutely. And I think that balance is different for everyone. I live in Texas, and of course, we all have guns. So, you know, for some people, that's what it is. I have never felt comfortable in that way, that I always want to start with something non-lethal because I just want you to stay away from me. I'm also at the age, though, that if you touch me, you're probably going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. And I don't heal as fast as I used to. But I think that we do have the right to go anywhere we want. We do have the right to live our life. I do have the right to go to the grocery store in the middle of the night. Or actually, a grocery store parking lot is the number one place where people are abducted or assaulted. But the number one time is from like 10 a.m. to 12. And the reason that is because there's a lot of moms there with small children. And the other thing is old people. Mm-hmm. That's when we go. But we do have the right. And the one thing I want, if your listeners don't leave with anything else, let them leave with knowing their life is worth the fight. They have a reason that they are here. There is a plan. And life in their part of the world does not work as well without them. There's something that they are meant to do here. And they are worth that little bit of fight. So many women tell me, well, if my children were with me, or I'll protect my grandchildren. No, your life is worth that.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. So your family does not work the same without you. So remember that. Your friends need you. Everyone is loved in some way. So if they don't leave with anything else, let them know that they are worth it.
Wow. I love so much of what you just said. So it's perfect timing. I actually have a keychain now full of gadgets. I've got a whistle. I've got an alarm. I've got mace. I've got a Cubaton. I've got one of those little pieces of equipment to break windows and cut seatbelts. It seems like a lot. Is it too much to carry all of this equipment? What's most essential? What's maybe the most requested product that people are starting out with?
I think that's an excellent question because I see these all over the internet where you get the little arm bands and it has everything and its dog on it, including sanitizer and lip gloss. I personally do not carry my products that way. I carry we call them arm candies. I carry my arm candy with my stun gun on it because I'm in love with a stun gun. And the reason is I love the sound of a stun gun. And I love the fact I can say, no, get away from me, you know, with that sound. I like that because I can use it and I can be more aggressive with my stun gun. So I have one here. I should probably just kind of talk about for a minute. So our stun guns have a light on them. I think it's really important to have a light because in the wintertime when it's dark and you can't see in a parking lot, what do you do? What if it's in the midday? Ours have the light on them that will actually blind somebody. Now, a lot of people will think, oh, if it's in the day, it won't really blind them. Yes, it will. If you put a light in someone's eyes, it will blind them, whether it's the heat of the day or if it's in the middle of the night. And if they can't see you, they can't attack you. So what I was talking about with the sound is that sound alone sometimes will be enough for them to say, okay, she's going to fight that. When somebody's coming at you, they're thinking, okay, Scarlett, I'm going to get you. I'm looking at you. My mind has already decided how I'm going to attack you. In my mind, I've already worked out all the scenarios that I think you're going to do. So I'm concentrated and focused. When you do something that they're not expecting, hence sound off a stun gun, sound off an alarm, then that breaks that concentration and that focus. And sometimes that's all you need to get away. So I don't like to carry all of my weapons together like that for one other reason too. If they get close enough to you and they take your weapon, now they have everything. Mm-hmm. So I like to stage my weapons. So my Cubaton, I would put on a breakaway and I might put it on my purse so I can just pull it off. I never put them inside my purse because then they fall to the bottom of your purse and you're never going to get them. You can't stop somebody and go, wait, we're going to have a really good time. I'm going to let you attack me, but let me get my product out of the bottom of my purse. You know, that's never going to work. So what I like to do is take those pieces and kind of spread them out so that if they do take one, I have something to back it up with.
Makes sense.
Now, we have 4 stun guns for sale. 3 of them have a pin that if they take it away from you, it disengages it and they can't use it on you. That was one of my things too, is if they take my product, what's my next step? So you need a plan A, plan B, plan C, you know, where is that product? Can I reach it easily? If you carry a purse and you're going to put it on your purse or put it in your purse, is an outside pocket is better. Practice grabbing it. Practice putting it in your hand. Walk to your car with it. How does it feel? You have everything on that. Does that feel a little bulky to you or does that feel normal for you?
Oh no, it felt kind of a little bit ridiculous hearing it all at once. I mean, and you gave some really great suggestions. And my next question is, you know, I think we've touched upon it a little bit, but areas that are kind of hot zones, like parking lots, what's been kind of your feedback for maybe most likely areas to have an assault?
That's an excellent question too, because people don't always think about them. There's three major places. The first one is a grocery store parking lot. The second is a parking garage. And the third is a public restroom. But I'm gonna add something to that that we don't think about. And number four is going to be your comfort zone.
What I really liked that I saw were the door stoppers and the door locks, because I'm a person who loves a weird Airbnb or a cabin in the woods. And I trust the people who rent me the cabin. Who I don't trust is like third cousin Billy that they tell they have a rental. That yes. kind of thing. So
Amen.
I feel vulnerable in those positions. And I like that y'all have some stuff that you don't need much and you can bring it anywhere and you can feel safe in that room. Could you tell our listeners about those items?
Yes, we have a travel packet is what I call it. The first one is a step off. And what I love about ours is that you can put it under a door, or we actually have a little lever on the side that you push and it sucks to a window. So let me just tell you, one of the ways I like to use it is we have a pool in our backyard, but we have a sliding glass door. So if someone comes over with littles, I'm going to put that on that sliding glass door so they can't get out until we're ready for them to get out into the backyard to get into the pool.
My.
But if I'm with you, Michelle, man, I love an Airbnb over a hotel every single time. I am nosy. I want to know what people have done to their houses. I just love that part of an Airbnb. Plus, I'm an entrepreneur also. So I want to feed everybody's entrepreneur spirit. So I will always take the step off with me and use it. Sometimes you'll stay in a house and your window will be facing the road or something. I'll put it on the window or a sliding door. But the other piece we have is called a lockdown, and it goes into the striker part of the door. You shut the door. It only works on doors that open in. So then you shut the door and you drop this little piece down into a silver plate, and it fits so snug against the door, you cannot get the door open. I have used it hotels. I use it Airbnbs. I use it on my front door because we don't have an alarm system in our home. We do have the Ring now. So that's wonderful because we can hear people coming up to the door. But I love this piece. Now, the two things I love about these pieces are they can work in conjunction together. You know, one goes on the front door, one goes on the sliding door, whatever. But you can get on a plane with them too. They're not considered weapons. So you can get on the plane. They can go into your carry-on. I love that part because a lot of things we have nowadays can't. They have to go into your check bag. But I like it because even when you go to a hotel, if you're going to lock the front door or the, you know, the door that goes out to the hallway, a lot of times you're going to have a balcony or maybe you have an adjoining door that you can put the step off in. So I love those pieces. The third piece of the travel kit is something that I totally love. I love a good round hairbrush. I'm going to tell you guys, I live in Texas. We all have big hair, but it's because we have such humidity here. But a lot of times when you're using your brush and you blow dry, you get big curl or whatever here in Texas. You get static. It's because you have metal in your hairbrush. That has nothing to do with safety. That's just a beauty tip that I learned from my hairdresser. But we have one that you can take the top and unscrew it. And a pepper spray canister will fit perfect into it. Or I used it to put my money, my big bills. So I was a waitress, and before I left the restaurant, I would put my big bills in it. So if I was, you know, somebody did want to come up and take my money, they weren't taking my brush. You know, nobody wants to touch your brush. Put a piece of hair in it. Ain't nobody touching it. So I love those travels. So thank you. I love the travel kits. I think they're a must have in every home, in every piece of luggage.
I remember the brush at your table, and it's such a great product. And Michelle actually has a ring that is a knife, right, Michelle? It's a little dagger knife.
It's a tiny knife ring.
And I tend to tell people to stay away from knives unless you've been knife trained. And Michelle, if you haven't been, do the class. It is so much fun.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. Knives kill more people in America than gunshot wounds do. Because if you think about it, if they take that blade and you hit an artery, all you have to do is nick it, especially in your home. People always go, they put the knife set out on their counter where they can grab it. Well, not only can you grab it, but so can the intruder. But if you've never been knife trained, if you get blood on your hands, that knife is going to get slick. And a lot of times you end up hurting yourself. So I encourage people, there are knife classes that you can take. And there's nothing wrong with taking one. Go take one. They're a lot of fun, but there are a lot of information that you may change your mind on how you stage your house.
Interesting.
Have you received any feedback of any examples where someone maybe used one of these products and had a successful encounter?
So I have had a couple, but one of my favorite stories is a lady had been attacked. She used to walk in her neighborhood and she had been attacked by a dog and it was pretty brutal. And she had gone through some therapy and she had gotten well, but her husband was very concerned because leaving the house for her was becoming a huge deal. And her fear was very valid. It was just awful. She wouldn't even walk down to the end of the driveway to get the mail without her husband because she was afraid. And he bought her a stun gun to use. And she said she used it. She would use it with him. She still wouldn't go. And then one day she thought, I think I can do it. So she walked down to the mailbox and she did it. She came back. I'm happy to say now she's walking her neighborhood again because she feels like she can protect herself. For me, that's a big win. I know it's not somebody attacking somebody, but that's a huge win for me because that woman now has her life back. And she wrote me and told me it was about a year after he had bought it. She said, it took me a while, but I feel like my life is coming back. And don't we want to do that for victims and victims' families and their friends? We want to give them back their security and their life because there's no doubt that when something happens to you, you're going to be changed. You're going to be changed at the core of who you are. That's a normal response. You're okay. If that's happened to you, it's okay. You're normal. What we don't want is for you to live in that place and never regain what you lost. You know, and a lot of times we lose our sense of being able to be independent and feeling like we can stand up for ourselves and we can fight back. And that's what Damsel's really all about, is we want to empower, we want to educate, and we want to equip people on what they need.
I didn't even think about dogs.
Yeah. Well, and if you can't find the owner, and you don't know if they've had their rabies shots, girl, you're going through the rabies shots yourself. Who wants to do that? You know, if they bite you.
Yeah. And you don't want to kill them. You just want to get away from them, you know? So I didn't even think about that, but that's a really good point. Yeah. That's a really good point.
I hear that a lot in Texas. Oh, I have a gun. Okay, that dog doesn't care. Yeah. When you scream, I have a gun, get away from me. That dog does not care. But it cares if you set off an alarm, if you set off a stun gun. Those sounds, they hear differently than we do. We're from Colorado, so when you go hiking, camping, hunting, any of that stuff, it's always good to carry something. Now, hunters are going to go, I don't want to scare off anything. It depends on what you're hunting for. So we're from Colorado originally. We've just moved to Texas. But a lot of women in Colorado go hiking and camping by themselves. Well, they need a little bit of something extra because if an animal does come towards them, you don't want that animal. You're in their backyard, not there in yours. So you have to remember, if we're in the world, we're in everybody's space. If you're in the wilderness or the forest, you're in their backyard. They're not in your living room. So you need to respect them. But at the same time, you don't have to sit there and be mauled. You know,
that's very true.
Yeah, here we have alligators. There was a story about a 14-foot one outside of Dollar General, but I don't think there's a lot of defense there for us on that level.
I don't know about an alligator. I don't even know if they would hear. Do they hear the sounds or do they just?
That's a good question. They run 30 miles on land and they like marshmallows, I'm told, but I don't think they discriminate.
I may look like a marshmallow to them. You know, I'm going to have to do some research on alligators.
Yes, please do. Report back.
I will.
So, and I think we had talked about too in our meeting, the differences, you know, it's not just for women, you know, but there's a difference in men and women in terms. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we're here in Texas. I have not done the research for other places yet, but in Texas, 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men are sexually assaulted. Men have a false sense of security because it's never happened to them. I'm a man. It's not going to happen to me, but it can very well happen. And so what men need to remember is, just because it hasn't, doesn't mean it won't. Criminals know you have a billfold, you have credit cards, you have a watch. Usually you have something they want to steal too. And if you're the only person and they're looking for a fix and they need some money, you may be it, dude. And as we grow older in our mind, in my mind, I'm 20. You know, I can run, I can get away. In reality, I'm 60 with a total knee replacement and can't feel my right foot. So we need to live more in reality. What can you really do? And if you are someone who has had some training, how long ago was it? Because I run into people all the time and, oh, when I was young, I was a black belt and I competed. Well, how long has it been since you practiced that move? Or I get a lot of men here, I was in the military. And how long ago was that? 20, 30 years? Have you practiced any of that? Now, a lot of that they're going to remember. And a lot of times, if you have been in the military, men or women, that is ingrained in you. So you're still going to have those reflexes. But as we grow older, they're not going to be as fast as they used to be. So we need to have a little bit of reality you know, we need to do a reality check on ourselves. I know a man who was in his, he was in the parking lot of where he worked and they were having a contest. He sold insurance and he was making phone calls and a guy walked up and robbed him in the parking lot, sitting in his car on the phone. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I was not prepared. I did not think it would happen to me. He was like a 6'2" guy. I mean, like he was a big guy, but he was in a car. Where was he going to go? Car wasn't started. So I think we need to think about those things as we get older too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for the love of God, if you're a woman, do not say, I always have my husband with me, because that's a different kind of abuse that we need to talk about. And never rely on a man or another person for your protection. Your protection is your responsibility and you get to do with it what you want. So you get, if you don't feel comfortable with lethal, don't carry it. If you don't feel comfortable with a stun gun, but you do a pepper spray, carry a pepper spray. Carry what feels good to you.
Good advice.
I don't know if you've noticed this out and about, but it just seems like people, maybe it's the heat, the crazy heat we've had, they're just more excitable, irritable. There's a level of de-escalation. Is that something that you encounter too in trying to guide people?
You know, one of the things I tell people is to be very situationally aware. And one of the things that they can do to that is to feed their brain. Whether you have a weapon with you or not, the most important weapon that you own is your brain. If you are drinking enough water, especially in the heat, if you are taking your vitamins and your supplements, if you're eating correctly, all of that is feeding the nutrients that your brain needs. When your brain works, which Michelle, you could probably speak to this because you work with a lot of college kids. When your brain works, you're paying attention to what's happening around you. Your mind is focusing. It is reacting faster. So your unconscious mind sees a lot more than your conscious mind does, and it registers it faster. So if you're feeding your brain, then you're able to process what is happening around you, and you can actually see something maybe before it even happens. So that's a lot of paying attention to that and then not getting yourself in the situation. You're not walking up into the situation. You're not, I didn't even realize those people were fighting in that car next to me. So I tried to get in between them so I could open my car door, get in the passenger seat or wait. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to what's happening around you. Listen to your intuition too. We don't tend to do that sometimes. I know as I was growing up, women were told, oh, you're being paranoid. Oh, nobody's following you. I did a show today and the lady said, you know, I was being followed. And my first thought was, am I really being followed in the store or am I imagining it? You know, she questioned herself because she was like, am I? Yeah, you are. If you feel like it inside, you are. And so she went to the manager and they had noticed it too. And they were already watching them. So I was like all excited about that because they were paying attention to what was happening. They had seen it on the monitors mm-hmm. already because he had approached her outside. But we need to start trusting our instinct. And if something doesn't feel right, it's okay to be judgmental. You're not going to walk up to that person and go, you have a black t-shirt on and I don't like this. So I'm thinking that you're probably going to do something bad. You're not going to tell them. You're going to keep it in your head. So anytime that you feel like you're being judgmental, that it has to do with your safety, it's okay. If you don't want to get in an elevator with somebody, don't do it. Wait for them. Oh, I forgot something. I'll be back. Go ahead. It's okay. When I get into an elevator, I always have my stun gun and I always tell the people with me, hey, you guys, I have a stun gun. When we get out of the elevator in this parking garage, I'm going to set it off. It's going to sound like a bug zapper. But I always tell the people in the elevator two reasons. One, I want them to know so when they hear the sound, they don't freak out. But two, if there's a bad guy in the elevator, I want them to know I'm armed. So, and it's okay. It's okay to say, get away from me. I am going to protect myself. Today don't look good and tomorrow don't either. You know, that's okay.
Absolutely.
We see so much targeted for, you know, college age females, but Michelle can probably put into perspective more the threats for elderly. Have you seen anything trend wise of maybe elderly women wanting to have some sort of self-defense mechanism?
You know what? It's interesting. My college girls want to carry something. They understand. I did an event this weekend and it was near a college and a lot of the college girls came over. They all had heard of the red zone. So that's the first 6 weeks that you go to school at college. That's when most sexual assaults happen because everybody's thinking everybody's good. And Michelle, have you heard that before being a professor?
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, the whole college experience is incredibly vulnerable.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But for older women, a lot of times what I hear is, oh, they don't want me. I'm too old. I'm too ugly.
Society tells us that there's a vulnerable age and, you know, a type of victim too. Like that's the same reason men probably don't worry. The elders don't worry either.
Exactly. I want to make sure your listeners understand that is the farthest thing from the truth. It is not about you. It's not about how pretty you are, how you're dressed, how old you are. It is about the power that the criminal feels when they steal from you. It's about the power of that junkie that needs that next fix, that needs your purse so that they can get it. It's the power that they're going to walk away with when they're bragging to their friends of what they've done. So let's not put our heads in the sand and say, oh, I'm too old for this. Sometimes the older, the better, because they don't think you're going to find that. So a lot of women, and I tell them this too, when they have kids, because I have a lot, I hear a lot of, I would do that if I had kids, small kids now, but it's only me. Okay. Well, you still have kids. They may not be small, but they're still your kids. If you have children, grandchildren, whatever, and you're carrying something to protect yourself with, your kids are going to see that. Your grandkids are going to see that. You're going to explain to them, honey, this is my stun gun. This is what it's for. This is how it works. Now they know grandma or mom is protected. So what happens when they're out and about and the bad guy hits grandma or mom on the head? Oh. The kid knows that stun gun's in her hand. I'm going to grab it now. So teach your kids how to do the stun gun, how to look around. My dad used to play this game with me. I think it's a brilliant game to play. I don't know how many people know who Nancy Drew is anymore, but Nancy Drew is my favorite. You know, I've always wanted to be an armchair detective and I'm an expert at it. But we would play this game called Nancy Drew. So we would pull up into a station, a gas station or someplace, and he would say, okay, close your eyes. And I'd close my eyes and he'd say, tell me 20 things you just saw. And I'd say, there was a man that went into the door. He was wearing a blue shirt. And I would have to tell him. What I didn't realize when I was young is that he was teaching me situational awareness. But what was cool is if I got 20 things right, then we got ice cream. So I'll be honest, I was after the ice cream. But that's so instilled in me now. Mm-hmm. And so I think of it now. And that's why I got into this business. Another reason too is I had total knee replacement. I can't feel my right foot. So I limp. I lived in Colorado. It got very cold. When it got very cold, I couldn't feel anything. So I did limp and I walked very slowly. Well, there's black ice. What if I fell on the ice? Mm-hmm. So I loved the stun gun because I could see. And I was 255 pounds at the time, limping and walking very slow. Oh my God, why didn't I just put a big sign above my head says I'm a victim? But when I got my protection and I was carrying something, my posture stood up. My head stood up. I was never on my phone because I'm looking around paying attention. I may be older, but I'm definitely not going to be the one you want to mess with. I think our older women, we need to remember that. We need to remember that we're not as fast as we used to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, Michelle and I talk on the show frequently that there are so many badass women out there. And I feel like we've just met another one.
Found another one.
Found another one.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to talk to on a lighter note. You have another passion in estate sales, which Michelle and I have in our brand, a creepy doll. We have a love for unloved dolls. Can you talk a little bit about your side passion?
Oh, my gosh. You love unloved dolls. I started selling books online on Amazon. And we're under Book Warriors on Amazon if anybody wants to buy a book from us. But I love books. I'm a reader. So this really went up my alley. So we ran into some estate sales ladies and they would give us the books at the end of their estate sale that didn't sell. So they wouldn't have to figure out how to get them to the thrift store. So when we moved to Texas, we were at an estate sale. My husband wasn't working. He lost his job because of COVID. And so we got to move down here and be with family, which was what I wanted anyway. So I'm super happy. I love where I live. My Aunt Karen's one of my favorite people in the world. So we were at an estate sale. We were still going to sell antiques. And I was talking to the person who was running it. And I said, you know, we do house cleanouts. And he was like, you do? And I said, yes, we do. And he said, well, I may be calling you. And that's kind of how our business was born. We go in and we clean out the house after estate sales, or I do work with a woman. We can help you do the estate sale. We can, if it's a foreclosure, we go in and we clean everything out. But what we do is we work with several different vendors or dealers that this dealer may sell Tupperware. I don't. That's not my forte. So if I get a house that has a lot, I will call him. Mm-hmm. He comes in and he gets what he wants. So nothing goes to the trash or the dump unless it cannot in any way, shape or form be used. I don't believe in leaving a bigger footprint. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. I think we need to leave. We need to watch our footprints. So I have given to people who need stuff. If somebody has a fire, sometimes somebody will call me and I go, oh, I've got some dishes, you know, so they can have these dishes or, you know, like we'll do that kind of stuff. And then part of that profit goes back to the damsel houses. And our damsel houses, we have two, and we work with Destiny Rescue in rescuing children from sex trafficking. So that's kind of our thing. And that is a way for us to give back, including in our personal business too.
Well, this was so lovely. So tell people how they can follow you and stay connected.
I'm on all social medias as Damsel Ninja Nancy. I don't do a lot of TikTok, but I am on TikTok, mostly Instagram and Facebook. My website is damselninjanancy.com. And what I am going to offer, because I love you guys and I love what you do. I think that we do need a light on missing people. So I am going to do a special. I am giving them a link. If you follow the link in the notes and you purchase something for yourself or a loved one or everybody in your family from the link that's below, and it is damselninjanancy.com, and then it'll be Missing Magnolias will be the party that you're going to add to. I'm going to donate 10% back to Scarlett and Michelle's favorite charity. So that's one way that we can work to fight back. But the other thing is too, you guys, we want you to be protected. And it's okay to protect yourself. So get yourself something, get your friends something. Christmas is coming up. A part of the profits go back to our damsel houses. We have saved 1,500 children from sex trafficking in the last 6 years. So your purchase now will have a triple effect. One, you are going to be able to protect yourself. Two, part of the money will be going back to the damsel houses. And three, part of the money will be going back to the special charity that Scarlett and Michelle choose. It is 2023. It is time for good people to stand up and say no more. And one of the ways that you can start saying no more is to make sure that you have a way to fight back to save yourself, because we need your voice, we need your eyes, and we need you to be our armchair detectives. So don't become a part of your favorite true crime podcast.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much for your time.